talking, I know some people would just go, I don't know. Get angry at me when I even speak like this, but even ask yourself why anyone would. It's about the Chinese. As of this day, beginning of 2025, I keep seeing one after another video out on social media, YouTube, all over the place, it seems, of young Americans who walk around in China, Beijing or Shanghai or some other places. Seems that many of them are traveling to China now as tourists, and they are almost without exception, walking there completely awestruck in the subways and on the streets and saying, what is this? It's like 50 years in the future. What's going on here? And we were told that China is a terrible, horrible, poor country led by a tyrannic dictatorship. And I spent altogether a year in China living with Chinese people and learned something about China. Even the thinkings of a government in China. And one thing I learned from pretty high up intellectual sources there was that the Chinese leaders, Chinese government, but the Chinese people, you see, that's the most important. There are 1.5 billion people. And they are China, not just a couple of guys on top there in the government building of Beijing. But, you know, ruling or managing such a country is not just, you know, ordinary work. So the all-seeing, all-powerful controller or controllers on top of it all. Well, you know, it's more nuanced and complicated than that. But rather also, and of course, you know, there are good and bad people everywhere, but what I want to say is that it's about Asia in general. China, India, all the other countries around there. I've been to India quite a lot too, and dare to say I know something about that culture and how the trends are today. That both in India and China, who have, thanks God, at least shaken hands and said, we're going to try and be friends now. They're sharing something in common. And it's on the philosophical, cosmological, you know, platform. The cultural platform. I mean, and it's a worldview different from that of the West. You see, if you stand there and look at the world from China especially, I think, but you will also find it from India, once you get, you know, in there together with the Chinese, and they are completely open with you, trusting you as a friend or family member, as it was in my case, or is. And the Indians too. You will see the world differently through their eyes. And, yeah, sorry you Westerners, global Northers, colonialisters, and, you know, whatever culture or whatever country you're living in, of course. But, you know, the white people over there on the other side of the planet, you appear as barbarians, and you are even called that. Names that are being used about you, Europeans and Americans and all those white people from over there, are not exactly in glorification or beundran, what is that? Adoration or respect. Rather, you know, words like Western devils and, you know, strangers that don't have much culture. And I know it's hard to swallow for us here, but if we look at, and I think we should, with open minds and intellects, look at history and try to look at history not from the Eurocentric point of view, which I learned in school because I was raised here in Sweden, where everything, you know, east of Turkey or something, is just some shadowy, undeveloped, strange world. And of course, everything south from the Mediterranean Sea and so on. And of course, that's how it used to be, you know, everything west from Europe too, until the Europeans took over that part also. But, you know, we had a planet here which, well, you had different people living in different, you know, families, groups, clans, tribes, whatever they were called. And rather sustainably, for thousands and thousands of years. And if we look at their art and even their architecture, their handcraft, their jewelry, their weapons even, they tell us a story of not primitive hunters, gatherers, or but of people with culture. And you see, you just need to look at the old scriptures there from India. There are piles of them, and from China, there are piles of them. They are filled with philosophy and knowledge, how to live, how to make peace, how to live in harmony between people and nature, how to live happy and satisfied. how to live opulently if that's what you want, but then how to discover the greatest treasure, the inner opulence, the real, inexhaustible opulence that their knowledge is about. And we still have that knowledge, and I've been living that knowledge for my whole life. It works. I can testify. And we can live in peace and share and help each other, win-win and all of that. And that's how it is supposed to be. And that is what you find there. And I know it's hard to believe for the global northers, the Europeans, Americans, the colonialists, the imperial, you know, this whole part of the world. We all know what we're talking about, right? Who? But it's hard for them to believe even that there can be people with such ideals, especially on the leadership positions. And, well, I don't know what's going on in the minds of the leaders in the East. I'm sure there's a bunch of selfishness and greed and power hunger and whatever there, as well as we find everywhere. But again, well, we see some good signs there. And let's look at China. I heard them using that word, soft power, when I was there. But my understanding of it is that it means let's do a lot of good things that others will like, and maybe they will do things that way too, or buy our things if they want, and, you know, making nice movies and this and that. Culture, spreading our culture, and then others can take part of what is good in that culture and live happily too. Because you see, that kind of idea, as romantic and unrealistic as it may seem to us global northers, well, to many of us it isn't, because there's a lot of that thinking among us too. I'm one of us. So we exist, okay? Whatever you others say who are not, or apparently on the other side, the dark side. But that is there. You find it in Eastern culture. You find it in Western culture too, but here it's more complicated. So, therefore, I think that what's happening now is that China, while others may be there all the time talking loudly and flexing muscles and how great they are and this and that, the Chinese, they shut up. I know them now. They don't speak, you know, big words, but they're doing big things. And no one noticed that, because, you know, I think that the Western world, the global North, has isolated itself more from China than China has isolated itself from the West. And is therefore ignorant about what's actually going on there. And that's why I'm saying, you know, that to my friends and so on, that there's probably no country in the world which, well, to me, I've never seen any country in the world being more misunderstood by people here than China. But now, it seems that what is happening is, because, you know, not only success is attractive, but nice life is attractive. People who are doing okay. Cities that are clean and highly developed, so that people can have a good life. A stable, solid economy, health care, all of those things. That's what a country should have. That's what good leaders should provide for the people in their countries, not spend all of the money on weapons to fight others and take from them something, defend their interests in other countries, which means, you know, we want from you, or we want to stop you from being better than us, because we are the greatest. It doesn't work anymore, you know. And I know many people are still enamored by that. Enchanting media product that the Western world is upheld by still to some extent, but even that is crumbling. And more now we see a little blimp here, little glimpse there. Hey, is that how China looks today? And I would say we can have this, we get similar pictures from India, but they need to clean up their place a bit. Otherwise, they have great culture there. So, you know, if they work together as friends, that could be good. Now, whatever you think, if you sit there and say, oh, he's one of those, he's probably bought by the Chinese. Traitor. Brainwashed. Yeah, I mean, that's an easy way out, right? But reality prevails, and these youngsters, and also all ages, I guess, of Westerners going and visiting China, where they are, by the way, greeted with open arms by very friendly and very kind and nice and intelligent people. I mean, to me, that's how it is when I go there. And normal people, I would say. I don't drop tons of antidepressive pills every year, whatever stuff goes down into the minds and bodies of people here. So yeah, you know, at one point, and I would say that you got to give those people in the East there what they deserve, you know. Not, and then I mean, when someone is doing something good, then for God's sake, you know, just take it and say, yeah, I admit you're doing better than we do, right? Rather than just becoming enemies. And that's another sign of exactly what we're talking about here, that, you know, how you react when someone is doing better than you, if you then react by trying to attack that person, take things from that person, destroy that person's life for that country, war or whatever, this way, that way. And that is what barbarian society is, that what barbarians do. Get it? We need to get real here, and also including seeing ourselves for real. And when there are those doing good in the world, not making wars, then for God's sake, stop just inventing badness in them. Oh, they went into Tibet, you know, 1950s or wherever it was. Say the Westerners who keep and have been invading every country, every corner of the planet for hundreds of years. Come on. Wake up. And you know, I'm saying you know all the time. Remove the you know. you transcription system, if you can. So the little Chinese, they are building up a very nice society there, and they are also saying, you are welcome to cooperate with us. We can be friends, and we can share the good stuff with you. And if you have something that we need, then we can trade. Isn't that nice? We invented this thing and that thing here. You can use that too. You made your OpenAI ChatGPT. We made our. DeepSeek. And it's just a tenth of the energy requirements. And look, we made it a little better. And we made it open source. You can use it too. We don't need to greedily hold on to things just to make more money. Well, I don't know, but that's how it seems. Because as you may know, that's what happened just recently. The Chinese released a better OpenAI than ChatGPT, which I'm using all the time. So, and I think and I pray and I hope and I wish that it will go this direction, that people more and more start to see, hey, this is good. Hey, these people are doing good things. Oh, over there, they're just fighting and quarreling and complaining and speaking badly about others all the time. I don't want to be part of that. It's just natural law of attraction, something that is good. And that's what we need, good things, good solutions. And I'm happy that it's still going on this planet. Because if everything, the whole planet, would be like America, for instance, or Europe as it looks now, well, Sweden is still kind of okay for us. But, you know, if the whole world will look like the global north, I don't know if I want to live here anymore. It wouldn't be a nice planet. Not only because the kind of technological civilization that we have invented, that just it's just about an ever-increasing production of technology and whatever for an ever-increasing economy to make some people increasingly super-duper hyper-rich. It doesn't make sense. And then secondary or third or whatever, even considering the impact on nature, on others who live in other countries, other people, other parts of the world. I mean, come on, if anyone is destroying this planet, this global north where I live, so I'm, you know, I'm guilty as charged. But I have decided to live my life, which we can do no matter where we live on the planet, and no matter what we think of our government or other governments. I decided to live my life wisely, and I'm happy, although I'm probably, according to your standard, most of you Western, global northerners would consider being poor. I'm rich within, I'm happy. So, and I have learned from the Indians and from the Chinese, actually. So, yeah, for all whatever this is worth, let's look at the future from here. Again, hope for the best, pray for the best. But if you find there in your heart that somehow or other you're powered by, or part of you is powered by hate, hate the Chinese, I hate the Russians, I hate those and those, then I think you should take a little deeper look at yourself. First of all, ask, why do I hate those people? Do I know them? Do I really know what they have done? Or have I just picked up a story that is being told over and over again in the media that I am being served for free almost? Isn't it kind? On these little screens that I buy, not for free, by the nice, all good people who run this part of the world which I am living in, the glorious Western world of the whites. Well, you know, confess, if that's a thought down there in your deeper mind. But that's where we need to start. And if there is hate and anger, and which I see in so many people today here, blaming this one, blaming that one, the good and the bad, and I even, anyway, start there, question that, and then look around. With fresh vision, clean slate, at what's going on in the world. Look at where there is war, and who is actually making that war, those wars, over and over and over again, continuous, ongoing wars, proxy wars here and there. And why? And yes, learn more about China. It's a nice country. Very, very fascinating culture. Old, old, great culture. And sorry to say it, but you Americans, you are not the greatest in the world. There are several other old, great cultures on this planet. they are a little bit laughing at you, and you don't see that because you're so isolated there on your island and so isolated there within your bubble. You even call yourself the empire. Have you noticed? Come on. It's time to get down to earth again. And if you haven't noticed, there are a couple of, quite a few signals and reminders of that that pop up both here and there in your great nation. So, yeah, but again, me, you, that's where it starts. What's here within me? Hate or love? Arrogance or respect? Taking or sharing?